This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, back here again with another segment of the Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen. You can get more information about me if you're just tuning in for the first time at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. I've been working with Doug for well over 1.5 decades. It's approaching 2 decades that I've been a part of his radio show, and as well as a lasting, meaningful relationship with him as well. I try to make my presentations here at the Good Day Health Show caller-driven in the sense of I have a local radio show in Salt Lake City, and my show in Salt Lake is on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, immediately following the end of Doug's live broadcast. And if you were to go to simpleradio.com and search KTALK, K-T-A-L-K, you can hear it live over the Internet. And sometimes I will pick up, for further explanation of my viewpoint into my show, what Doug and I had been discussing earlier, or even things that he had been discussing with his co-hosts. Lately, the last few episodes here, I've been talking about food and the direction that some of my patients, and I think perhaps you as well, want to move into a direction where you're able to actually put food on the dinner table as opposed to what is being passed off as food, that in my opinion is leading to most of these degenerative disease explosions we see going on around the country, simply because the body is malnourished and is suffering from malnourishment by not getting the micronutrition that's necessary. Now, we can get an awful lot more of the nutrition out of the foods that Mother Nature has made if they're prepared correctly. So I was talking about this last episode, why we cook our food, because the comment has been made a couple of times, well, you know, animals don't cook their food. No, and animals don't make hydroelectric power dams, and animals don't make coast-to-coast railroad infrastructure or highways or airplanes or hospitals or schools or whatever else. We are a little different than the rest of the animal kingdom, but some of us are a little different than the rest of the animal kingdom. I can't say that about everybody, but I want to talk about why we cook our foods. We don't have to cook everything, of course, but some things are better off cooked. And I wanted to start off with meat, why we cook meat. Now, I've often mentioned my local show in Salt Lake City as well as the Good Today Health Show in the past. When you look at the animals, the predatory animals, bears, lions, tigers, especially the big cats, when they take down their kill, they're not having a smorgasbord of steaks and chops and fillets and T-bones and this kind of stuff. They're eating the organs. They eat the brains. They eat the lungs. They eat the heart, the liver, the kidneys, the adrenals, because that's where the nutrition in the body is. Is there nutrition in the skeletal muscle? Well, yes, there is, but not concentrated by any means like it is in the organs. Interestingly enough, when I am asked, sometimes I'm asked, well, why do we, you know, what's the purpose of the meat then? Well, it's still going to provide you with protein, and it's still going to provide you with some fat that you need. But the muscles that exist in mammals, and I know this sounds a little simplistic, but the muscles that exist in mammals is to get them around to find their food. That's what it's there for. Why does it want food? Because the nervous system, where our consciousness dwells to some degree, wants to be nourished so that our sentient existence can go on. I know this sounds awfully simple, but this is how I start an awful lot of my public presentations, just talking about common sense stuff. Now, in a human being, you are your nervous system. You're not your heart. We can replace that. You're not your liver. We can replace that. We can give you a new kidney. We can even give you a new pancreas. We can give body parts, prosthetic devices, different kinds of things to take care of old worn out joints, but we can't replace the nervous system. It just isn't going to happen, or at least not in our lifetime, I don't believe. And certainly the brain. And the brain needs ounce per ounce of tissue in the body, more nutrition than any other part of the human body, including the heart. And if it doesn't get the micronutrition that it needs, it's not going to work correctly. We can blame dementia and other kinds of problems on genetics, or we can blame it on some kind of toxic poisoning that may be taking place, which isn't all that untrue. It's certainly true. But the main reason that parts of the body, organs, begin to be dysfunctional to some degree or another is they simply are not getting the micronutrition that's required. And by micro, I mean the stuff that's smaller than what you see on your plate. The macronutrition is the carbs and the proteins and the fats and the desserts and all the different things that you look at when you're eating it. Oh, that's a potato chip. Oh, that's a baked potato. Oh, that's a ribeye steak. But it's what's deep inside these things, down to a molecular level, is the reason why we're eating that stuff, so that we can be nourished. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, a regular here with the Doug Stephan Good Day Health Show. And I want to talk about, continue here, why we cook our foods. And so let me start off with just meat, because meat contains several kinds of connective tissue. There's tendons, which connect the muscle to the bones. There's ligaments, which connect the bones to each other. There's these sheets of white fibrous tissue called silver skin, which surrounds the whole muscles, the fascia-type material. You see a half a beef hanging in a butcher shop somewhere. You see all this white, glisteny stuff. These are all tough, and they're hard to digest when they're raw. And the ligaments and the fascia, the silver skin, remain as tough as gristle even when it gets cooked, if it gets through to the food process. However, the collagen that's in the tendons, interesting, will melt into a broth when they're cooked in a liquid. And the connective tissue in the form of collagen also is what wraps up the individual muscle fibers. A collagen sheath will encase individual fibers that are grouped into bundles. And these bundles of muscle tissue is what we see as the grain of the meat. And it's these collagen wrappings that make raw meat chewy and tough. But when we cook it, especially long, slow cooking, especially in liquid, it turns that tough collagen into a soft gelatin. And so steaks and fillets contain relatively little collagen. They're most tender when they're cooked quickly to about 140 degrees Fahrenheit. If cooked longer or at too high of a temperature, the muscle fibers will become tough. And meat that we eat raw, and I do eat some raw meat, is either sliced or very thinly cut across the grain, like carpaccio, or ground up, like steak tartare, or pounded. And all of these techniques just make this kind of meat presentation preparation easier to chew, easier to digest. But as the collagen webbing in meat melts away during cooking, the tightly wound muscle fibers begin to relax, which provides an awful lot more surface area for the gastric juices in your stomach and the digestive enzymes in our small intestine to do their work. For example, digestion of cooked beef by the enzyme trypsin increases 4 times compared to that for uncooked beef. So when you cook meat, you're partially denaturing the meat proteins, which is what the raw enthusiasts are saying. But this denaturation process continues in the digestive tract. Now, in addition to cooking, anything that reduces the particle size, such as chopping or crushing or grinding, always makes the food easier to digest. And acidity and salt and drying, like jerky, also promotes the breakdown of the protein. And if you think of marinating meat ahead of time before it's cooked or it's salted or it's dried out again like jerky, it makes it, even though jerky can be tough, it actually makes the muscle fibers, once you chew it enough, easier to digest. And animals contain glycogen in the muscle. And during the process of aging meat, that glycogen, which is stored up sugar, is converted to lactic acid, which, again, promotes even more breaking down of the proteins that makes it easier to digest it. When we, when butcher shops will hang meat, they do it to make it more tender because the proteins are partly broken down by the lactic acid and the enzymes that's contained therein. The old Kalahari hunter-gatherers, and we know this because of their mummified remains, they cook their meat until it's so tender that the sinews would literally fall apart and ensure complete digestibility by then crushing it in a mortar. So the raw food faddists, you know, point to a lot of different examples of raw food consumption, in particular raw meat consumption. But among human beings, you know, all human societies cook some or even most of their food, including some, if not all, of their meat. And according to Marco Polo, the Mongol warriors could ride for days without ever lighting a fire. They would eat the raw blood from their horses. They put slabs of raw meat under their saddles to consume it at the end of the ride. But they looked forward to cooked food at the end of the campaign. And the Maasai warriors of Africa, you know, just relish fermented raw milk and blood, but still they cook their meat. And the Inuit consumes raw meat on a hunt or raw fish. The South Sea Islanders don't need light to fires to keep them warm. They just do it to cook their foods. And they even light small fires in their canoes to steam fish wrapped up in leaves while they're out fishing. So when we get back, I want to talk to more about this, especially the enzymes and the vitamins and what happens when we cook our meat to that micronutrition. Right after the break, we'll be back with more of the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I've been talking about why we cook our meats. One of the arguments against cooking meat concerns the loss of vitamins and enzymes, because vitamin C will disappear when you cook meat. And while thiamine, vitamin B1 and pentothenic acid B5 and B6 also break down in the cooking of the meat. So we have to have raw foods in order to obtain these nutrients. So occasional raw meat or raw organ meat, especially for vitamin B6, or raw dairy products or carefully chosen raw fruits and vegetables for the vitamin C and B vitamins is perfectly okay. But even better are the super raw foods, which are the lacto-fermented foods, in which these vitamins increase manyfold. Vitamin C levels in cabbage can increase up to 10 times when we convert it into raw sauerkraut. The B vitamins that are present also will increase. The enzyme-rich lacto-fermented foods will give us just great compensation for whatever enzymes that we lose during cooking. And so the practice of consuming small amounts of these lacto-fermented foods with cooked foods, you find that your food digests even better. Now, when I love a ribeye steak, and if I get one from the supermarket, I make sure that it's from a grass-fed source, and I tell them, don't cut off all that fat. I want that piece of meat to be, it's fatty anyway. You know, the marbleization that occurs inside of ribeyes, well, even New York cuts or ribeyes up into the filet, is what makes that meat so tender and so delicious, is the fat that's in the presence of that meat. And so if I order, I said, don't cut off all that meat. Save a large portion of it. If I want to cut off some of it, I will. But I get most of my meat from local ranches that allow the grass pasturing to take place for these animals, rather than having them in those horrible commercial food lots, feeding them foods that cattle were never intended to eat. But when I cook a ribeye steak, and I'll grill it, and I eat it rare, mind you, maybe I hear towards medium rare, but mostly rare, I'll have a nice big old portion of organic sauerkraut to go with it. Or I might have some organic broccoli that was just completely baptized in as much butter as possible with sea salt on it. And it makes my digestion much better. So, you know, I do cook my food, some of my food. Some of them I leave raw. Now, in the book called Experiments and Observation on the Gastric Juice and the Physiology of Digestion, which describes experiments that were performed by Alexis St. Martin and Dr. William Beaumont years and years ago. And as I've said on my show in the past, if you want a book on nutrition and the subject of enzymes and vitamins, you have to get a book printed prior to World War II. Because after World War II, most of these things were of a synthetic nature and are just woefully short in their ability to provide you with all the nutritional elements that are required for good and robust health. So in this book, fascinating reading for somebody like me. You know, it may not be sitting there on your nightstand or on your living room coffee table, but I find this stuff incredibly interesting. So when we get back, I want to talk to you about what they discovered about the stomach's ability to produce the digestive acids and the enzymes and whatever else is necessary to accommodate and give you good digestive nutritional strength. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I will be right back with more of the Good Day Health Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A brutal heat wave and dangerously hot weather gripping the country.
This is a whole level of different sun.
One man recently suffering a heart attack after mowing his lawn. Dr. Brittany Owen says the heat likely played a role.
As he then was having an extra load of stress from the heat on his body in addition to the manual stress, that's what finally tipped him over the edge.
President Biden securing commitments from several leading AI companies to develop their cutting-edge technology responsibly.
These seven companies have agreed to voluntary commitments for responsible innovation.
More now on the story from correspondent Brian Shook.
The White House and top tech companies are launching new safeguards around the emerging AI technology. President Biden said today the commitment from companies, including Google, Amazon, and others, are real. I'm Brian Shook.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Gratefully a regular contributor to the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. In the book that I was referring to, Experiments and Observations on the Gastric Juice and the Physiology of Digestion, these doctors made some very interesting observations. They state that the inner coating of the stomach is pale pink. Now, they had cameras in there, and they also did some, I talked about this fellow who had been gut shot. I think it was in the last episode, was gut shot, and the wounding was so bad that the stomach, the outside abdominal wall, never completely closed all the way post-surgery. So you could always see a portion of his stomach just sitting right inside this hole. And so he consented to be part of some examinations. And they watched his stomach and what it did when food was present and when food was not present. And so when food was absent, the stomach was a very pale pink color. And then the color would become much more red due to the infusion of blood during digestion. And in health, in a healthy condition, there's this mucus that lines the stomach. And the normal temperature of the stomach is about 100 degrees Fahrenheit, just a little bit, you know, higher than what 98.7 normal body temperature. And when the temperature of the stomach gets too low, as when you put in a lot of cold food or a lot of cold drinks, digestion almost completely ceases. So the gastric juice is clear. It's transparent. It doesn't have any odor. Slightly salty, and it's acidic. And since the time of the publication of that book, we have learned that gastric juice contains a combination of hydrochloric acid and potassium chloride and sodium chloride, and an empty stomach never contains gastric juice. The digestive juice, the hydrochloric acid, the gastric juice plus the pepsin and other things, is never there until food enters the stomach. And so these digestive juices act as a solvent of the food, obviously becoming intimately mixed and blended by the churning motion of the stomach. And this again was observed through the abdominal wall. And the stomach is capable of producing only a fixed quantity of these gastric juices. So they're produced in the wall of the stomach, they're released from the wall of the stomach, but only so much. So in other words, if too much food enters the stomach, if we just gorge ourselves, there's not going to be enough of these gastric juices to digest the whole thing. And taking in too much food, if, you know, we continue to do it, it generally produces, and this is, I'm reading this from the book, not only functional aberration, but disease of the coats of the stomach. So bile, which is, you know, for digesting fats, never occurs in the stomach. It's only in the small intestine. And food is readily digested when it enters the stomach in a finely divided state, because this allows the gastric juice to act on a very large surface area, as opposed to what my mother used to say to me when I was a child and she made my favorite foods, Jack, quit wolfing down your food. Well, it was delicious. I mean, and I was hungry. We'd just been outside playing baseball for 4 hours. You know, that's what happens when you wolf down the food. It doesn't get masticated correctly. The surface area is too large for all the juices to act properly, begin the digestion. Then raw foods like raw beef or raw potato usually leave the stomach largely undigested, interestingly enough. And the most of the food leaves the stomach after about 3 to 3.5 hours. Milk, boiled milk and raw, leaves the stomach after about 2 hours. Boiled, I mean pasteurized. I'm reading from this old text. Leaves the stomach in about 2 hours. Very tough cuts of meat, such as heart, tendon, salted pork, take about 4 hours for full digestion. And surprisingly, a lot of fats only take about 4 hours for full digestion. In fact, Beaumont, one of the authors, said that solid food of a certain texture is easier to digest than fluid. However, soup that is taken up with bread leaves the stomach after the normal time of 3 to 3.5 hours. And they also observed that animal foods and foods like homemade breads and porridge, oatmeal, malted meal, whatever, are easier to digest than vegetables. You have some meat and you have a salad. It's going to sit there for hours in the stomach while the stomach is churning and churning, trying to break it down. The hydrochloric acid has very little effect on the vegetables. The salad is pretty well going to leave the stomach much the same way it came in. The meat, if it's chewed finely, if it's not too overdone so it's tough as leather, will start to break up quite a bit before it leaves the stomach. But the oil on the dressing, whether it's extra virgin olive oil, like I recommend, or something as horrible as soybean or canola oil, will pretty well leave the stomach unchanged. And it takes the small intestine to break this stuff down. So excesses in eating or drinking will fatigue. It'll, in their words, anger the stomach. Whether you're sick or even if, interestingly enough, damp weather would impair the quality and quantity of the gastric juices. Damp weather of all things. So when Dr. St. Martin had a fever, his stomach would appear dry and inflamed. And the secretion of gastric juice was minimized considerably. And when he was angry, emotionally upset, the stomach remained contracted and wouldn't open up for the foods to come in. As though, and when I read this stuff, based on my 50 years of studying these things, body is trying to tell you something. Your body is saying when you're emotionally upset and you're in the midst of anger, confusion, whatever, put the meal off for a while. If it's particularly damp and you have a history of threatening a cold or a flu or something like this, when the outside weather is particularly damp and it's getting inside your home, your shelter, put the eating off for a few hours until the body can begin to get its strength back. Because when your body is threatened, the immune system sets in. The adrenals releasing cortisol set in. And cortisol will inhibit the immune response. And overeating when the stomach is not ready for food will inhibit the immune response. Now, I know, you little things, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you can't go back to sleep because you're worried about what's happening to my digestive system when it's raining and it's cold weather outside. Well, that's me. You know, I think about things like that, so I study it. And now I understand why, when I am invited to somebody's backyard barbecue and they have the most delicious smoked barbecue ribs that have been prepared almost 24 hours in advance of marinating and smoking. And if I, and it's super hot, and it's just uncomfortable to be out hot, outside in that heat, or it's particularly cold, and either one I want to be inside the house, and I can feel my body reacting to the weather. And I can feel myself kind of not necessarily threatening a cold, but I'm the next stage to threaten the cold, of getting a cold. And I go ahead and eat those ribs, I'm going to be sick for a week. I don't know if your body works that way, but mine certainly does. So overeating, whether you're healthy or not, and eating when you're not feeling too healthy, and you don't have a lot of hunger, one of the worst things you want to do is eat a lot of food, because it will tax the system, the immune system will not respond, and you're going to get sick. All right, now, the expensive tissue hypothesis that they talk about, I think this is interesting. The relative size of the human brain compared to body size is higher in human beings than any other animals, including other primates. So the weight-to-weight ratio of the human brain compared to the rest of the body, no other member of the animal kingdom has that ratio the humans have, even compared to the chimpanzee brain. The human brain's about 3 times larger, and the human digestive tract is actually smaller than another primate of the same body size. In 1995, scientists Leslie Aiello and Peter Wheeler formulated what was called the expensive tissue hypothesis, ETH, noting that when the brain is large, the organism uses less energy on other expensive tissues, such as the digestive tract. And so the theory, the hypothesis really, proposes that humans can get by with a smaller gut by eating easy-to-digest foods. And so the primary way to make our foods easier to digest is to cook them. Not overcook them, but to cook them. So the original paper that promoted that hypothesis sought to explain how humans manage to have energy for their you know, large and very metabolically expensive brain tissue while still maintaining the basal metabolic rate comparable to other primates with smaller brains. And so the hypothesis holds that the high energy expenditure of vertebrates with large brains has to balance out with the decrease in the size of other energy-consuming organs, particularly the gut. And interestingly enough, we have found out that the gut is just an extension of the brain in many cases, because we have found brain tissue in the walls of the gut. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, you've heard of the vagus nerve. It's cranial nerve number 10. And it exits the skull through, there's two portions of the vagus that comes together to form the vagus nerve. So there's a right and a left piece of it that comes out of the skull, not through the foramen where your brainstem transitions into the spinal cord. They have their own little tiny, what are called foramina, little holes in the skull. And they come down and come together to form the vagus nerve that goes down along the throat. And the vagus nerve pretty well controls everything from your throat down to two-thirds of the gut, two-thirds of the colon. And digestion is primarily besides cardiovascular and then the heart and the lungs, and but almost everything else is now involved with digestion. And so the brain has that connection with brain tissue in the gut that tells the brain what's going on digestive-wise. And 80% of the brain, interestingly enough, is getting feedback from the gut as to what's going on inside our gut, as opposed to 20% that tells the gut what to do. Well, I barely touched the subject once again, and I'm going to have to continue this again in our next show. You've been listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day Health Show with me, Dr. Jack Stockwell, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'll see you later.
Here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time is 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, you can get the story of his Nooka chiropractic practice at JackStockwell.com, located in Salt Lake City, Utah. He has lots of things to say. Always talking about good food. As a matter of fact, if you check out the podcast for Star, well, you got a couple of podcasts, actually. The one that I most often direct people to, Jack, is the one that we do together at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Yes. So anyway, and in the most recent incarnation, we discussed why Amish people don't suffer from any of the same maladies. I had that conversation with Ken Kronhaus, who said, I love the two of you guys. He said, oh, that study's been debunked. And I said, by whom? And, well, you know, it was science. And because, yeah, you know, it's amazing how, if you don't agree on things, how it can be debunked. Oh, there's nothing to that study. That's not true. What basically Jack said when he was here, we were talking about this, I think, last week, the vaccines, the Amish community doesn't do vaccines, and they're very healthy compared to the regular countenance of all of us. So the study that we talked about,
especially no autism.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jack, brought to you by Calitrin, by the way. Calitrin, I knew you'd get a kick out of that. Calitrin's been around since 1997. It's a drug-free way, a stimulant-free way for you to lose weight. You should adjust your eating habits. For sure, you want to lose weight. You should adjust your exercise habits. You want to lose weight. You should adjust a lot of things in your life to lose weight. And then you want to keep it off. And that's where Calitrin comes in. It's very handy. It's been the nation's safest natural way, the leading weight loss supplement that supports you when you lose the weight. You lose it, and Jack will tell you, put it on, take it off, up and down. It's really incredible how many people have their bodies go through rack and ruin in the name of being healthy. You lose the weight, I'm going to gain weight because I want to eat. And then you lose weight and the back and forth. So let's make this, let's steady this, let's smooth this out. with the capsules, the powder, or the liquid from Calitrin, available now at toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. When you check out, after you've decided how much you're going to use this and how you're going to use it, you use the code Doug for free shipping and the best deal possible at this moment, because they change all the time. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Thank you, Jack, for your patience. Hey, let's talk about all these nuts. I eat lots and lots and lots and lots of cashews. Once in a while, a pistachio. I have a lot of peanuts. So what's on the list of the healthiest varieties of nuts, according to your research?
Well, interestingly enough, cashews are not nuts. They're fruit. They appear as a nut. They crush up in your mouth like a nut. I just wanted to point that out. But it's listed with a...
Sometimes you feel like a nut. You know that commercial? Yeah.
All right. Number one, walnuts shaped like little brains. We know that they contain the essential fats for brain health. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just going to run through them. Hazelnuts, almonds, macadamias, because they're very rich in monounsaturated fats. Pecans, Brazil nuts loaded with selenium, and various parts of your body need selenium. Cashews and pistachios. And I once read a study not too long ago of these eight. Three of them were particularly mentioned. If you can only eat, you know, if your variety only allows three, walnuts, macadamias, and pistachios.
Really?
And if you had a good serving of those three every day, you are preserving your ability to avoid Alzheimer's. Of course, that study's been debunked, but...
we'll take it to heart as well. So cashews, I eat lots of cashews, handfuls of them. I notice they're rich in anti-cancer substances.
Yeah, catechol.
And
they help
important.
To balance cholesterol throughout the system.
Mm-hmm. So if we were to compare cashews, let's say, to curcumin, is that because that's an anti-cancer as well? Do they have some of the same properties, even though they're not alike at all in anything other than the fact they're anti-cancer natural treatments?
Anytime you take something from Mother Nature instead of some food processing plant, you're going to be getting a variety of chemicals that over the thousands of millennia that we've been on this planet, and further than that, as our bodies have adapted over and over again to the local food sources that were available, the simple answer to this is almost anything that came directly from Mother Nature has advantage.
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.